Prejudice in the NFL isn't limited to sexual preference. 65% of the active NFL players are black, yet there are no African-American owners, and the number of black coaches in the league is still relatively small. Former NFL cornerback Anthony Pryor says this is because there is deep-seated racism in the league. In his new book, The Slave Side of Sunday, Pryor draws comparisons between the gridiron and the slave plantation. He joins us now from his home in California. One note, we invited a representative of the NFL to appear on the program as well to talk about this. We did not receive a call back. Mr. Pryor, thanks for joining us. Many people are going to say it's hard to compare slaves to guys who are making millions and millions of dollars annually, but you suggest, in spite of all that, players have no say.
No, they don't. They have no say, absolutely. And understand this, you know, human life is priceless, but as an athlete or a slave, you can put a price tag on their value. But when their value is diminished, they're thrown away just like a slave is thrown away on the plantation. You either lynch them, you cut them, you humiliate them, and you destroy their image.
What do you say to those who say it's the player's fault, that you should stand up and demand? You certainly have a choice, perhaps more so than ever before, because of the riches that are afforded.
They got to understand this, too, you know. There's athletic slavery going on in the black community today. It's a fundamentally imposed characteristic that says without sports, as a rite of passage, you will amount to nothing, you know. And players are becoming undeveloped, you know, when they don't get a chance to make it into the NFL. When that doesn't happen, you know, players are, you know, having criminal records. You know, you have a Maurice Claret, great athlete on the field, but then off the field, you're, you know, Sunday afternoon, Sunday morning, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning, you're having a gun to somebody's head. That's an undeveloped man.
What of those who suggest that athletes are just too afraid to lose money rather than stand up? We saw Warren Sapp, a superstar, able to say that he likened it to a plantation, but many believe if you saw a collective voice, it would do better.
Absolutely. With the assembly of black players, we can transcend the game. You know, from 1934 to 1945, blacks were banned from the industry, and then from 1946 they have taken it to a $1 billion-plus market, yet we have no voice within the industry. You know, NFL owners are guaranteed profits annually, yet we have no guaranteed contracts. We're the record breakers and the trendsetters, yet we have no owner in the industry, and that's something that needs to be addressed.
All right, certainly that debate goes on and on. The book is called The Slave Side of Sunday. The author, former NFL cornerback Aaron Pryor. Mr. Pryor, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.